How about some free coffee? Sound good, right? Free cookies, too. Yeah, there's now a coffee shop in London that offers both. And I hear you ask, how do they make any money? Well, they charge you for the time you spend there, eating, drinking, and updating your social media status. Wait, huh? Well, we sent reporter Russell Newlove to check out Zifferblatz for this week's Sideways Glance.
Time, they say, is money. And at Zifferblatt, a new cafe in London's trendy East End, they feel the same. The coffee and food are free, but time will cost you. 3 pence a minute, about $3 an hour.
Hello.
Okay, hello. Your first time here?
It is, yeah.
Zifferblatt, Russian for clock face, might be the first of its kind in the UK, but it's an established idea in Russia. Its founder is Ivan Mitin, a mustachioed man from Moscow with a tendency to philosophize.
Zifferblatt is something like a treehouse for grown-ups where anyone is really open to each other when they don't wear the masks that society forces us to wear in a big city.
Thought-provoking. But essentially, it's a coffee house. It started out in Moscow as a venue for poetry readings, art shows and the like, relying solely on donations to pay rent. As it grew in popularity and the rent increased, Ivan had to impose a minimum donation. Zifferblatt became known as a pay-per-minute cafe space.
You can sit and work here with your computer. You can draw pictures, as this lady do. You can read a book, you can invite your friends, or you can meet someone new and have a chat with him. And everything is for free here, except time people spend.
London is notoriously expensive, so when word got out that the cafe was giving away free tea and biscuits, cynics were quick to consider exploiting it. Why spend $4 at Starbucks when you could get as much as you like for pennies at Zifferblatt?
The key difference between Zifferblatt and your standard coffee chains is that they are not treating you just like someone they want to get money out of.
Alexei Duggins is editor of Time Out London, and if he likes a place, there's a good chance that place will do well, at least for a while.
It's really significant that they don't call you customers, they call you micro-tenants, because they want people to be there and share the space and use it in a way that they feel comfortable with.
So far, micro-tenants are plentiful. Students without their own living rooms, telecommuters, people who don't like the dark appeal of local pubs, shoppers in need of a relaxing space, they're all here.
It's quite nice to be able to just come here and sit and chat and it not be invading anyone else's space. You don't feel the pressure to leave, unlike other cafes where they're like, here's the bill, leave now.
I think this is a lovely idea. A social place, you can interact with people, you can have a drink and a toast and relax. And we need it so badly. I think every corner should have something like this.
But look, if he's giving everything away for free, how is he making any money? Ivan's vague, but confident his formula works.
You know, the price of tea bags or beans is not that high. And by giving it for free, we are not. It's not like we are giving gold here. So it's not that big problem.
A quick look at what the cafe offers confirms that. Cut-rate tea bags, supermarket brand cookies, coffee beans bought in bulk. Simple things. And it's mostly self-serve. If you want a luxurious caramel macchiato, you've got to make it yourself.
We are a secret space hidden on the first floor with no sign like, come here and drink as much as you can for 3 p.m. And people who come here, they already know why do they come here. And they don't try to use it, like, you know, let me drink 10 cappuccinos in 10 minutes and die here.
And with around 10 branches of his own in Russia and numerous copycats opening up nearby, Ivan is sure that the rest of the world is open to the idea.
London is really expensive, and that was one of the challenges why we chose this city, because if it will work here, then we will work everywhere.
For the world, I'm Russell Newlove in London.